Well, moving on now, a stern warning from the UN World Food Program. The food situation for 60,000 Iraqi civilians trapped in the city of Fallujah is extremely worrying. According to the UN agency, the situation is likely to deteriorate unless aid gets to the city. The humanitarian situation has kept worsening in the past 3 months, and the price of food remains extremely high. It also says its citizens are attempting to leave the city, but are prevented by Daesh terrorists. Iraqi government forces have cut off supply routes into Fallujah as part of the army's offensive to liberate the city from the Takfiri terrorists. Press TV's Altaf Ahmad joins us now via satellite from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Altaf, talk to us about the worrying data released by the World Food Program.
Well, first of all, the city of Fallujah lays around 50 to 60 kilometers west of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, midway between Baghdad and the provincial capital of Anbar province, Ramadi, west of Iraq. The city of Fallujah is considered to be the second largest stronghold for the Daesh Takfiri militants in Iraq, following the city of Mosul, which the Takfiri is considered to be the so-called capital of their proclaimed state in Iraq and Syria. For the past couple of months, namely since the liberation of Ramadi back in December of 2015, the Iraqi forces had begun to tighten the news of Fallujah, further making it a more fragile front. But however, they are yet to launch an all-out offensive to liberate the city. According to Iraqi officials here on the ground, they told Press TV time and again that they are now focusing on liberating what they see as vital nodes or junctions, which allow Daesh Takfiri militant supply lines to stretch all the way from neighboring Syria into their strongholds in Iraq. That's why we have seen that the Iraqi forces have turned their eyes or have their eyes set on liberating, for example, the district of Heath, which is around 130 kilometers northwest of Baghdad. Also, the region of Mahmur, which is at the doorstep of Mosul from the southern side, around 40 to 50 kilometers southwest of Mosul. And it's for this reason that the situation that Daesh Takfiri militants are trying to now sort of retaliate by further pressuring the people who are living inside of Fallujah. And this is a guerrilla tactic, a very classic guerrilla tactic, not too old or not too new by the Daesh Takfiri militants. According to what we're hearing from UN organizations as well as Human Rights Watch, around 60 to 90,000 Iraqis are now under the siege of Daesh. Iraqi forces have set up no less than three humanitarian corridors to allow aid to flow into the city, also to allow the people to escape from Daesh Takfiri militants. However, connecting with the people on the inside is next to impossible, seeing how the Takfiris have further tightened their grip on the city. They have also cut off cell phones or mobile connections and internet connections with the people on the inside. So up until this hour, from what we're hearing, is that the Iraqi forces are trying to set up humanitarian corridors to allow the escape or the exit of the people on the inside. However, the Kurds are responding by further tightening the grip on the situation from the inside.
Thank you very much. Altaf, Press TV's Altaf Ahmad joining us from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.